Turret.
$47 million and counting. That's the number. The number of extra bucks we have to pay for healthcare.gov. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're always reaching into our pockets for the mistakes that they make on the Hill and around the Hill. And this is the problem. You have a cabinet member who now is saying, geez, we want to be accountable. And we want to treat the taxpayers correctly. So we're looking into the reasons why we had problems with the rollout of healthcare.gov. So we're paying extra money for the website. We already knew that was happening anyway. And on top of that, we're going to investigate the reasons. So we're wasting taxpayer money investigating the reasons when we all know it's just incompetence. There was the woes of the website. It's happened since the beginning of October, and now we're finally getting around to this idea that, geez, we need to investigate this. We need to look into what possibly happened here. Kathleen Sebelius actually blogged it out on Wednesday before she testified before a House subcommittee on what went wrong with healthcare.gov. She said that Dan Levinson, who's the Inspector General for the Department of Health and Human Services, is, going to review what went on with the, as she called it, flawed and simply unacceptable launch of healthcare.gov. She said she believes strongly in the need for accountability and in the importance of being good stewards of taxpayer dollars. So let me just say that again. In being good stewards of taxpayer dollars. Really? They're beyond being good stewards, first of all. I mean, let's just focus on healthcare because that's her thing. She's not responsible for the rest of it. But this is the number one policy implemented by her boss. You serve at the pleasure of the president when you're a cabinet member. She was chosen to be part of his cabinet. And the buck has to stop with her on this, and the president ultimately. But she made him look bad, and I cannot believe that she's still in charge of health care in this country. Sorry, I mean, I got to beat her up. So they got 365,000 people that signed up for the health care coverage now. The target is 7 million by March 31st. That's the deadline to get coverage for 2014. Otherwise, you get fined by the IRS. And why do we have to review this now? We know it's screwed up. We knew they messed up. We know they have to pay more money. We have to pay more money for the website. You're not helping us. This is not doing anything. No offense to Mr. Levinson. I'm sure he can review the acquisition process and the overall program management. Oh, and the contractor performance, which is brutal, and the payment issues, and the development and management of the website, and tell us how they all failed. But why would we even have to waste his salary on doing that? And then they go on to say, well, we're going to take action to address the findings. We're going to make sure that we have a new position, because they're adding a new position, so more money, that would be created in the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services that implements Obamacare to minimize the risks for major policy initiatives. Are you kidding? So now we're hiring a coordinator, which this law, correct me if I'm wrong, was passed back in 2010. So wouldn't that be the first thing? Okay, we need a point person on this. If it's not going to be her, we need a point person who goes through the whole thing, who is there for the beginning of the website, is overseeing it, looking over the shoulder, seeing what's happening. I mean, of course, saying that they need best practices for hiring and working with contractors. You know, I'm not trying to be flippant or sarcastic, actually. This is such an easy thing to do that I don't understand. When I say easy, I mean, it's easy to write on a piece of paper, my president, this is his major policy. We know a lot of people hate it to begin with. So we're going to make this as smooth as possible. And this is my job. So I'm going to have the people that I delegate it to be the best possible people I can have in place. Because there might be some bumps along the way, but we're not going to make them big ones. Because all things being equal, it's never easy with a rollout of a website. But I can think of almost 677 million reasons why it should have gone smoother. So now we're going to go backwards, dump a bunch of more, a bunch of cash into this, and go over territory that doesn't matter. I mean, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like when you screw up. It's like when you just screwed up. You just messed something up, and you can't go back. But you want to go back, because you hear you're just getting pummeled, so you try to do it anyway, and it never comes off right. What really should have happened right from the very beginning is all those things I said. There should have been somebody in place. And they should have been overseeing this project right away, not just leaving it to committees or to random reporting of what's going on. And so now they're trying to make up for it, but it's too late. I suppose that one thing you got to give this president is he is loyal to a fault. Because who's ever around him, hey, they make a mistake, unless he has to re-rack them and they're forced to resign their current position and they put him in a different position, he doesn't dump anyone. I remember at the beginning of his administration, I said, boy, this was like a year into it, if you had to pink slip somebody, who would you pink slip? And my two people were Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, who had to pay his taxes to get the position in the first place, and the other one was Eric Holder, the Attorney General, because I thought he muffed up a few things right from the get-go, way before Fast and Furious and some of the other things that we've seen that's happened under his watch. I didn't even put Janet Napolitano in there. I gave her a break at that time. That was in the very beginning. And so here we go with Kathleen Sebelius that might have serious cred to her resume and might have done some incredible things in her career. But this is a big one to botch. And then to go backwards and to tell us in these little steps, okay, we're doing three things. Here's the things that we're doing. We're going to put together a handbook on best ways to hire and work with contractors. Well, guess what? I could take it to the library, and I've got about 50 books that are already out there. If at this point you don't know how to do that, there's a big problem. You know what I'm saying? There's a big problem if you can't do it. It's way too late. Way too late. But she had to say something because she's had to go testify. She had to trot up to the Hill. And this is an easy target because it's laughable at the things that didn't happen with affordable care. I don't know how you feel, but I don't feel good about having to pay for these mistakes and just to go deeper in to find out what we already know happened. All right, coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends, including for you movie buffs, since we do our cheap movie reviews. SAG nominations announced. We got that coming up on the flip side.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering GlucoGel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the things to your collar for more. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my feel.
America tonight, Kate Delaney wishing you and yours happy, happy Christmas, holidays, whatever you celebrate. It's all good, my friends. And man, I hope you are celebrating it with some good people, family, friends, whoever, when you get a chance. Because I know a lot of people actually work through the holidays, believe it or not. You can get that extra overtime if you're lucky, right? Speaking of overtime, boy, I guess it's because of the, maybe part of it is because of the weather that we've been experiencing, even though that weather is always with us when it comes to, you know, February, March, January, December, blah, blah, blah. But Chicago O'Hare International decided, it's one of our busiest airports, I think it's like number 3 on the list, and it's a stressful place. They decided that they were going to open a yoga room in Terminal 3 right next to the airport's indoor urban garden. The yoga room is like anyone that's going in there, they can work out in the yoga room. They've got exercise mats and you can store your personal items and garments and all that kind of stuff. They're playing music in there. They say there's frosted windows on one side of the room and that this way people can clear their minds and feel better about it. That this is about wellness. And of course the wellness industry they're capitalizing is a huge industry. And they decided to open a yoga room. How about that? I don't know. Do you think you get off a plane, they just jostled you around, someone was kicking your seat the whole time, annoying you, whatever? Didn't we do the most annoying things on planes the other day? The whole idea of doing yoga, getting off of a plane, I don't know. Maybe it is a good idea, and I'm just getting older or something. I don't know. But to me, it seems like it'd be more of a hassle to go and try to do the yoga thing in the middle of the airport after you've just gone through whatever experience, or your plane is delayed or something. I think more people go into those cigarette places than anything else. The wildest thing I've ever seen is one time I went through Miami, and because I don't smoke, I didn't really think about it. But, of course, the airports, you don't smoke in the airports. But in Miami, there's so many people that come from Latin America and other places. They are smokers. In Miami, they had a smoking room like they have in some other places. And, man, it was like fog. It was like a personal fog machine had been turned on. You couldn't see anything in that room. I thought, how many people are in there smoking? Like, you couldn't make out any. It was just like a box, and it was a glass box, and it was just smoke everywhere. Craziest thing I've ever seen as far as any kind of a smoking room is concerned. All right, I said we do the cheap movie reviews, so this is like the awards season. They start to announce the nominees, and the Screen Actors Guild, the SAG Awards for these actors are usually a pretty big deal because their peers vote on it. And it's one of the first ones they do. And they're doing it, can you believe we're already into this whole, that's how you know the year is over. We're into award seasons when it comes to movies and stuff. So that's happening on January 18th. And they did the outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture. Take a listen to this clip here.
It is the top film.
Stop! Stop, Bill Whalen!
Four nominations, including Best Cast, where it's up against American Hustle, August Osage County, Dallas Buyers Club, and Lee Daniels' The Butler. Some experts thought The Wolf of Wall Street or maybe Saving Mr. Banks might get a nod in that category. The Wolf of Wall Street shut out just one nomination for Mr. Banks. The Golden Globe nominations come Thursday morning. At the SAG Award nominations, Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
All right, so he didn't give us much there. I think I messed up, but 12 Years as a Slave, man, that movie is powerful. And it's outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture, 12 Years as a Slave, American Hustle, Osage County, Dallas Buyers Club, and this movie, The Butler. And then the category for best performance by a male actor, you have Tom Hanks, Captain Phillips, in the movie where Captain Phillips, remember that whole thing with the Somalian pirates? I saw that was good. Matthew McConaughey is nominated for Dallas Buyers Club. And then if you go to a female actor, I'm just throwing out a couple for you. Cate Blanchett, Jasmine, we talked about that movie. Sandra Bullock for Gravity. Also Meryl Streep for Osage County. She plays the character of Violet in that one. And Emma Thompson for that Saving Mr. Banks, which is Walt Disney trying to convince the writer, P.L. Travers, to release the rights to Mary Poppins. And it took, like, we just had Stephen Shohead on. It took 20 years to convince her to let them make it into a movie. So how crazy is that? And then there's all the primetime television awards and all that stuff. I won't go deep into this and hit you over the head with it. But it's interesting because, like I said, it marks the end of the year and the end of the important time for the movies, because this is when, even if you don't go to movies hardly ever, usually maybe if you're around family, you'll grab a movie now. Here or in the summer, that's their two biggest times as far as the box office is concerned. It's during the holidays in November and December, and starting really in May, that's when the blockbusters, you know, come out. So we'll be reviewing some more movies coming up on our next show. Also, I'm really excited about this. We've got a great guest. We've got a couple of great guests coming up on the next show. But on our next show, we're going to talk to one of the people who, believe it or not, treated Saddam Hussein. I mean, this is, do you believe it? It's the 10th anniversary of the capture of Saddam, that Saddam Hussein. That's on Friday. So we're going to talk to State Senator Mark Green, who was the Army Ranger flight surgeon who was assigned to spend Saddam's first evening in captivity guarding him. Can you imagine? You know, what he thought was just going to be some kind of a boring night of watching one of the world's most ruthless dictators just sleep turned into hours of conversation that I guess he's going to share with us that kind of showed what a self-centered person Saddam was, and how he had these delusions of grandeur beyond belief. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say. I mean, this is the butcher of Baghdad. And what was it like to be eye to eye with him? If you believe 10 years. And Mark Green, by the way, is a first term state senator in Tennessee. And I think he's kind of a rising political star. He's trying to make his way, ultimately, I believe, to Washington. Why do you want to go there? I don't understand. But I think that conversation is going to be awesome. And then we're talking to a couple of other people about Newtown, Connecticut, too. That, sadly, anniversary is also being marked, where 20 kids were massacred, as you know, and six adults as well. How are things a year later? I can only imagine still pretty rough and raw for so many people in that area. And I already mentioned we've got cheap movie reviews, and we'll do those too, and a few other surprises in between. Coming up next on America Tonight, though, we're mixing it up in a couple of other directions. And one of the things that weighs heavy on so many of your minds is now this craziness with healthcare.gov and how much money is being spent. I'm starting to get an avalanche of mail. I'm sure when we check our next mailbag, some of that's going to be included in it too. So stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road. Meet you on the other side.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds,
water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Unfortunately, the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, and of course we know the whole story there, 26 people killed in all, 20 first graders, 6 teachers, educators, if you will, and what a year it's been, and we've talked to many people surrounding what happened in Newtown and how rough it was really in the beginning and even now at this point, and especially you think it happened right before the holidays, and here we go again. We're almost into holidays one more time. In the wings, pleased to welcome to America Tonight Richard Hardwood. He's the founder and president of the Hardwood Institute for Public Innovation, and he's an expert in helping communities like Newtown to deal with incredibly difficult changes. And Richard actually helped a 28-person task force there really try to grapple, and I guess that's an interesting word to use because that's what it's like, with this kind of issue. So for several weeks this past spring, Richard was there, listened as parents of Sandy Hook, first graders, business people, etc., stepped forward to talk about concerns and the school site, remember the tearing down the school site and all that kind of stuff. Richard, thanks for coming on the show.
You bet. It's good to be with you.
So when you first got the call and this all happened, I mean, obviously this, you are the expert, as I said, in doing this. What's the first thing that you think of? I mean, it was just so shocking when we all saw that. What do you do, in other words, when you're heading down into this situation, knowing that there are people just hanging on by a thread, in a sense, emotionally? What are the kinds of things that you're telling them, or you know you're going to tell them, when as you're heading down to Connecticut?
Well, you know, the first thing is, you know, for someone in my role, which was to help design and lead the, as you mentioned, the 28-person task force, is to give people a sense of security that, and a sense of safety that we can actually work through an issue that, as you know, and your listeners know, is gut-wrenching, is it's a horrific situation. It's really inexplicable. And it's really to give people a sense that, you know, as hard as this is going to be, I'm going to create a process by which we can try to move through this and try to make a decision and deal with the emotional content that's really here. And that first and foremost was my primary responsibility as I headed to Connecticut thinking about how we might do this.
So you're there and you're there for a while, and is it a process where you try to, as you're piecing things together, are people sharing? Is it good in these kind of, unbelievably traumatic situations to share, to, for lack of a better way to describe it, get it out?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, there was a lot of trepidation, as you can imagine, when we began this conversation. And you know, look, there was a debate in the community about whether or not we should have even been having this conversation at this time. There were any number of people in the community who felt we should wait a year or so before actually trying to figure out what to do. So initially there was trepidation as we got into the process and we started talking about this. And we, you know, for some people, I think this looked like it was going to be a discussion about a school building. But, you know, as we got into it even more, I think people started to realize that this was much more than about a school building. It was really about whether or not the community was ready, willing, and able to pivot in a sense from a sense of trauma and despair to healing and hope. And so as the conversation evolved during this process, there was a point at which it looked like it might break down, which I can tell you about. And at that point, it became much more emotional, much more gut-wrenching, much more of a sense of, are we really ready to engage with this issue, and are we really ready to have the conversation that we really need to have here? And at that point in the process, it became very difficult.
Yeah, so when you got deeper into it, because then you're actually, it's got to be a weird feeling, because in one way, probably some people feel like it would be a monument or a memorial, perhaps, of
right.
What happened there, and others think, oh, that's a reminder that we should really move forward and we should tear it down and rebuild. Is that kind of what it comes down to?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think what it really came down to, Kate, is that we had announced, at the fourth meeting, we were going to make a decision. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, all sorts of news outlets had reported on it. And so there were hundreds of people at the meeting. But right before the meeting, we had met in our only closed-door session that we had at all with a group of teachers who really had been traumatized by this event and who recounted all of their experiences to the task force members. And when we came out of that back into the public session, it was clear that the task force was in no condition to make a decision that night, and I announced that we wouldn't. And I think at that point, when we came back into the fifth meeting, I think what people really had to come to grips with was there is no perfect solution to an imperfect, horrific situation, that the only perfect solution would be to turn back the clock to December 13th of the previous year, and that they had to come to grips with not simply about the school building, but as a community, that they would try to move forward as best that they could. And that was actually a phrase that people kept saying in that fifth meeting, that we've come to the recognition of the realization that this is our reality, and that at this point we need to try to simply make the best decision that we can, and try to move forward.
Yeah, and then in once that's decided, and then you have to climb over that wall, and once all of that happened, and as you said, it popped all over the news, and everybody was debating, was this the right thing to do, and, you know, maybe you should keep it, or then maybe you should tear it down. But once that happened, and you got through that fifth meeting and whatnot, then did it seem like, with the task force that you had assembled, that, boom, okay, we're all on board, so whatever the outside world says, we're doing this?
You know, it's interesting. when we started this process, it appeared as though the community was split about what to do, whether or not to keep the school, tear it down and rebuild, or go to another site. And we looked at 40 other sites, Kate, to think about what to do. When we came through the fifth meeting, it was interesting because it appeared as though there still might be the split, but ultimately it was a unanimous decision to raise the existing building and to rebuild on that site. And again, as I was saying, I think at that point, everyone had come to this realization that we are where we are. This is probably the best solution that we have. Even the people who didn't agree with that solution, I remember them saying at the time, we don't agree with it, but for the good of the community, we need to stick together. And so we will join, you know, it was about a third of the task force. We will join the other two-thirds of the task force so that we can make this unanimous decision so that we have a united front moving forward as a community. And it was one of the most moving experiences I've had in 30 years of doing this work. And the greatest signs of compassion that I've seen demonstrated in terms of people really listening to each other and trying to figure out what's the best thing for the community as opposed to what's my position on this issue.
Wow. Once that happens, you feel that, then everything moves forward. The demolition started, just a couple of months ago. Do you know much about the reaction now at this point? Because, hey, you make the decision, and then you go forward, and then you have to deal with the decision. Has it been pretty good?
You know, I think it's been pretty good, but as you know, that was the first public decision that people needed to make, and for me it was the first, and what people said to me in Newtown, it was the first step forward of the community really being clear that they want to be on a journey of healing. But right after that, you know, there was a debate that broke out about the distribution of funds to people who were affected by this. Then, you know, as you know, just a couple of weeks ago, the state's attorney report came out that really detailed exactly what happened blow by blow in the school that day. Then just last week, the 911 tape came out from the dispatcher calls. And at each turn, you know, this community has had to withstand these tremendous body blows. And again, what I've taken away from this experience in knowing people there and talking to them and staying in touch and continuing to work with them is the kind of resilience that this community has exhibited, the kind of compassion, the sticking together, and really the, if I can say this, the affirmation of the human spirit that they've really demonstrated to the rest, to themselves first and foremost, and then to the rest of us in the rest of the country.
Yeah, what a great thing, a great sentiment to say, the affirmation. Finally, you know, here we are, so we're close to the holidays, so that's going to open those wounds. And what do you do to try to help people close up those wounds? I guess I don't know that you can ever do that, but here we are because with the Christmas trees and the things and the toys and all that, especially with children, that has to open that up.
Yeah, you know, I think what the folks in Newtown, you know, sent us really clear signals about this, which is, you know, their wounds are still there. There is no schedule or timetable for a healing process. And I think what they've said to the rest of the country is, please give us some faith. If you want to mark this anniversary, what we recommend is for you to demonstrate a small act of kindness to someone you know or maybe someone you don't know, and that's the best way to mark this one-year occasion. And let us, in the meantime, those of us who live in Newtown, let us continue on our journey to heal.
Yeah. All right, Richard Hardwood, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight, and certainly we'll keep all those people carrying around in our hearts. Just don't go down to Newtown. Give them some space, as Richard said. Richard, thanks.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll ease you. She'll unease you.
All right, coming up on America Tonight, we have Dumb Things in just a second. But first, we're going to go to the phone lines. I don't know who we have on the line, but Nathan informed me there is somebody that was chopping at the bit, dying to get in to throw in their two cents. You know, we've been talking about a lot of different things on this show. From, it's always healthcare, right? We're always talking about healthcare because people are but what's happening is people who weren't so concerned about it are starting to get their premiums, they're starting to get their notices about their premiums going up, and this is what it is, and they're just shocked, they're stunned because they didn't expect that. They thought their healthcare was going to stay the same, and so the reaction, it's like a chain reaction. Now, we're talking about these snowstorms and the chain reactions with car accidents. So it is like a car accident, and it's going from city to town to all these suburbs because finally people are starting to see it. They're starting to rip open the envelopes and they're starting to see how they're being affected by it. All right, let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in good old Cross Plains, Texas. Hello, Dan. He dropped his cookies. What's going on?
No, I didn't. I'm right here. I am making cookies, though.
I knew it. See? I just knew it. That's why I said that.
You know, I made 6 dozen last time, and in 2 days' time, there wasn't a cookie in the house to be found. I gave them away to the people at the store where I shop and to my mailman, and my nephew and myself pigged out on them, and I'm telling you what, I am a good cookie maker.
Ooh, I love that.
I got a quick little joke for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
These two young sister uglyers had been invited to the cotillion. So their mother told them, they said, I've got your new formulas. I got your corsages. We're going to get you down there. And when a young gentleman approaches you to dance, simply say, Spruce, and you'll have the most beautiful, inviting smile. So they got down there and they started sampling the alcoholic punch. About 3 glasses into it, a couple of young boys walked up to him. One of them said, what are we supposed to say? She said, I know what you whispered in her ear. So the two gentlemen approached the girls and they said, Hemlock!
I never know what your punchline's going to be, but I know it's going to just wow me somehow.
Oh, well, I love you too, baby.
That was good. That's funny. Oh, that's good. That's a good one. That's a surprise ending.
I don't have anything else for you, but I wish I had some way to get you some cookies because they're sure good.
Oh, cookies. You know what? Go to sportsprincessspeaks.com, and the address is on there of the studio in Texas, and we'll pick them up.
I don't have the computer.
Oh.
I don't.
We'll get the address to you.
Okay, you got my.
We want the cookies. We'll get the address to you.
You got my address, you know, from the times that you sent me stuff.
Ah, that's right.
Right. Kick me out a little letter, give me the mailing address, and I will box up some of them and put them to you and Nathan to fight over.
Awesome. That sounds good. Thanks, Dan.
I know he's in Minnesota and you're there, but I'll get them to you.
Oh, cool. I'll get them some, I promise. That's awesome. Thanks, Dan. Yeah, the thing about the Christmas cookie thing is it does become addicting, like he's saying how he and his nephew pigged out on them. I think that's what happens, especially when you make them. Because then you don't, it doesn't matter. You just exercise, you feel good, whatever. You're eating better. You just start making them, and the smell, it just kills you. All right, I said we were going to do dumb things, so let's roll on to dumb things.
Hi, Dad.
All right, this one is from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, I've been saving up. I meant to send this to you when you first started doing dumb things. I have laughed my head off at that segment. What I love is I'm never really sure when it's going to pop up because you don't have a set time for it. Perhaps in the next year you can make a set time so we know when to tune in. Well, that's the idea. We like the surprise of it. So Jake says, this might be one of the dumbest things that I've ever done. I went to a UT football game, that wasn't dumb, with my friends. We had great tickets. We had a few drinks. But afterwards, we were supposed to have a birthday celebration for my girlfriend. And I actually thought ahead, had gotten a cake, the whole thing. But it was very warm that day. I left the cake in the car, and the cake melted. You couldn't read it. You couldn't eat it. It was toast. And then I was toast because here I had this cake that I thought was okay, and I didn't check it beforehand, pulled it out of the bag, and that's when we all saw that it was a wreck. All right, better luck next time. Never leave a cake in the car in Texas. Now, you know, if it's warm weather, I mean, of course, it probably wasn't 100 degrees, but you can't do that. I mean, really, a lot of places you can't do that. Food in the car can be a really bad combination. It seems like everybody had the food thing on their mind because I got another one here from Alice who says, long-time listener, I have never called, I have never sent you an email. Dumb things. Oh, where do I begin? Maybe some of your listeners can relate to this. Here's what I did, Kate. I was so tired. I've been working on a project at work, and I had thrown my clothes out on the side of the bed to get up in the morning and just throw them on. I was literally going to jump in the shower, jump in my clothes, and get out, where I would only have a couple of hours sleep. So I did prepare for that. The thing I didn't prepare for was when I put on my shirt, I put it on backwards. I had no clue. It had the lines down the side. I still didn't realize it. And the tag, of course, was hanging out in the back, but now it's very visible to everybody. So you can only imagine when I went into my meeting. It was kind of an informal meeting, but it still was a place where you wouldn't want to have a backwards shirt on. And my shirt was clearly on wrong, only I was the only one who didn't know until somebody tapped me halfway through the meeting. Oh, it was embarrassing. So I went to the restroom, excused myself, and turned it right side out. And then somebody mentioned it in the meeting, and the meeting stopped, and everyone looked and laughed. So I kind of turned it into a funny moment. But I can't believe I did that. I didn't even check myself, look in the mirror, anything. I didn't see it. You know what? I've done that before with, I bet a bunch of you have done that. Sometimes with clothes, it's not as obvious. It sounds like hers was kind of obvious, but sometimes with workout gear, it's not as obvious. Sometimes it looks like it's on right and then it's not. And there are some shirts, the way they're made, you can't tell. But I've seen other people do that or come to work with one sock, one color, one sock, the other color. And it's, yeah, that's pretty bad, right? All right, I was talking about the whole food thing, and here's another one of these food deals. This one comes to us from Joe, who's listening to us in Texas. He says, Katie Kate, long-time listener, first-time emailer. Get it? I get it. And he says, let me tell you, the biggest mistake I think that I've ever made, I was at a business deal. And it was, it was fine because we had really closed the deal. So you know how that goes, where everybody's happy and drinks are flowing. And we were at a Thai restaurant. And I hate to say, but I don't know Thai food, but I kind of sloughed it off like I knew what I was talking about. And I ordered the curry because I just asked the waiter, what's the best thing on the menu? And he said, it's curry. So I got curry. And he gave me the hottest curry they had. I didn't realize that there was different kinds of curry. And I took a giant spoonful of my curry. It was chicken. I'd gotten chicken. And I'm telling you, it was like the place lit up. My face turned fire engine red. I was choking to death. It was pretty embarrassing. And they had to keep giving me water, and I could never really clear my throat. Big mistake to pretend you know the menu and the cuisine when you have no idea. Yeah, that can be bad. You know, that's like when you get the wasabi. Someone says, hey, you want to go have sushi? Sure, why not? I love to eat raw fish, and you've never really had it. Then they give you the green stuff, and you inhale a giant dollop of it, and you realize, whoa, I have no idea what I'm doing. This is way, way too hot, and it's not what you're supposed to do with that. Be careful with your food. You got a dumb thing? Send it to me, americatonight.net.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.